This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You're more just, so in Utah.
And especially so in Utah. You know, not in the state of Memphis, of course, as we know. But, you know, I'm always like so, when you go out of town, you're like, damn, a lot of white folks, man.
Because you live in the largest predominantly black city in America. In the burbs of it.
It's always a revelation, man. Like, it really is.
Well, just go outside of this city into the rest of your state.
That's right. I'd rather not do that.
As you just called, preferring the state of Memphis.
Yeah,
that's a better way to look at it.
I'm chilling in this one. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see on the Ace Bailey situation. But he's Utah on Monday. Utah about some BS. Well, I mean, we ain't showing up on Monday, man.
You're talking about $10 million a year? This kid's not turning that down.
Yeah.
That's squashed.
I mean, we haven't seen a situation like this, have we? Like a guy that's not going to play for the team that drafted him.
Not recently.
I mean,
said,
NFL, we had.
Back.
Yeah, I think he'll end up going. But we'll see. It's quite the situation that's unfolding there for Utah. And that is the risk when you draft a guy that but it was also Charlotte, right? Like, there were also the reportings that he didn't want to go to Charlotte either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about Utah. There were other places he did. It's just
so that's what I'm saying. We need to stop short of that.
He had a specific place clearly in mind he wanted to go. So anyway, we'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, I turn FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. Looking to buy or sell a home? And these times, man, it's interesting. Interesting times we're in. And best way to do it and get it done and make the most money for your home is to reach out to Jennifer and her team at the Live Love Group. They're going to tell you what you need to work on, what you need to worry about investing in to make the most money for your home, but you got to have that conversation. Reach out, SoToLiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200 is the number you can use now. You can use later. It'll be 5 years from now. Jennifer's done it for a long time. Helped me way back in 2018. Was a different market then. She's done it through all markets. The key to it is pricing it correctly from the get-go when it comes to getting the most money for your home, not hanging out there a long time, having to decrease the price. You know that old story. Jennifer is going to do her best to keep you from that. Certainly wasn't my case back in 2018. It was a different market. She knows how to move them. She also knows how to help you find your dream home as well. So whether it's on the selling side or the buying side, whether it's for me, whether it's for Reggie, and so many others that we have sent over, referenced over, it's been nothing but success. Go let Live Love show you. 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's do it. I was interested this morning in comparing some of the draft grades of the Grizzlies haul now that we've got all three picks in and everything else and seeing if it was all sort of a consensus like there seemed to be for the most part, at least mostly positive. some outrageously positive on Cedric Coward. See what the total, you know these things. We do it right after the drafts, whether it's NFL, whether it's NBA. ESPN, The Athletic have their draft grades out, done a little bit differently, but there was a key difference, mm-hmm. I think, that's worth discussion here. ESPN, we'll start there, and I had referenced it there in the first hour of the show. They're a little lower than I had expected on the Grizzlies draft. Now, they give it a C-minus. C-minus right there, average, a little below average, I guess, since it's a minus. But that grade is tied with the Clippers and Blazers for the second lowest grade of all the grades they handed out. Pelicans, F, far worse than a C-minus, obviously, was by far the worst. And there was only one of those. Again, three C minuses, and I didn't expect the Grizzlies to be there. Here's what they say. It wouldn't be a Grizz draft without a trade-up. They're fourth in the first round since 2019, went up two spots for Brandon Clark, as they say, worked out, mm-hmm. gave up more value to get Jake LaRavia, Zaire Williams. Those did not work out. So you're 1-for-3 there in terms of the moving up. We feel a lot better about this one, obviously. In this case, Memphis sent one of the unprotected Orlando first-round picks acquired in the Desmond Bane trade to move up five picks, which is questionable value at best. Don't take this as an indictment of Coward, who ranked 13th in the stats-only version of my projections, but I would have waited at least until, and I've heard this from others, at least until Coward or Carter Bryant was off the board before moving up. Carter Bryant ended up going number 14. I like the Grizzlies' value with Small, who is, as he writes, fittingly undersized, but scored efficiently, considering his 28% usage rate as a senior at West Virginia, used a lot. Meshack, John's guy, topped out at 6 points per game as a senior at Tennessee. He says would have fit with the grit and grind Grizzlies with his active defense. I'm not sure we're not done with grit and grind, are we?
It seems
still
like
say
not,
that
yeah.
phrase quite a bit
it's
around
just
here.
Part of the deal, man.
Zach Kleiman's looking for dogs. So there's the total, summation of what they thought of the Grizzlies draft. Again, Coward, you got 11, moved up to do so. Javon Small at 48 and Meshack at 59. Now, here's the difference. Mm-hmm. Sam Vecenio over at The Athletic did 6 winners in terms of teams from the draft, and Memphis was one of those winners. So, again, on the higher side, he only picked 6.
Yeah.
And, again, it's done a little bit differently, not grade, so A, B, C, all that stuff. But he had the Grizzlies up there as one of the 6 winners and said this. For the Grizzlies, it's quite simple with a slight complication. Also, he's quite high on Coward, who he loves, and many others do. Talks about that wingspan, that Jalen Williams-type body where you're 6'5", 6'6", 7'2", wingspan. As he calls it, we've discussed this, pristine shooting mechanics. You saw what those off-the-dribble shooting yep. numbers were for Coward at the Combine, and those jumped off the page just like his measurables did. And so there's a lot to like in terms of that. We talked about clay, what you're molding with Cedric Coward. Boy, it's a nice piece of clay in terms of the length, the athleticism. I think I saw his vertical
yeah.
at 38.5. I mean, this is athlete and a half.
Yep.
And most of the reason why Vecenio was willing to go, I don't even think he wrote about the other guys, Grizzly a winner, was because of the steal he thinks they got in Coward. But a little bit of difference
mm-hmm.
there. I mean, again, ESPN is not saying bad draft necessarily at C-minus. They're saying more average. But when there's only one grade beneath that,
yep.
Second lowest grade, not as high on it as some others. But you know what? Like I said in that first hour, I'm not worried about what ESPN thinks. And
right.
tend to think you've gotten, hopefully a – key piece. I'm not going to say future star. I'm not going to say key piece in Coward going forward. We'll see with the other two.
Yeah, this is I can't call the Grizz a loser, right? Or if you want to say I'm lower on Cedric because he didn't play the games, like I understand that. But in terms of grading it, I mean, I think it's difficult to do because we don't even know what Cedric Coward's going to. Is he going to start? Is he going to come off the bench? What do they want him to do? Do you think they want him to start as a rookie?
Day one, yeah. I highly doubt it.
Right.
But they'd like him, I'm sure, to be starting.
Right.
Jalen Wells to fall in the line, so
right.
they don't have to go put a vet there.
Right. So I think that's the part of it. It's kind of confusing, in a way.
Got Vince, who could you could start a season with Vince.
Yeah.
Later
exactly.
Why would you put him in over Jalen at this point? I don't know. Seems like it's Jalen's to lose at least to start the year.
Yeah.
You'll see what happens. But anyway.
Yeah.
I envision him as a starting three at some point, John. I envision that's what you moved up to get him.
Right.
Moved up, and here's where I think that, to your point, some are a little bit lower on it because of the value they spent.
Uh-huh.
But you have made the point that 2028 on Protective Orlando, with what they've got,
that should be a lower first round pick.
Exactly.
And so that value maybe not as high as some are trying to sort of, you know, assign it. That in turn, this high value pick they've given up to move up. That pick's a low first round pick because Orlando was good.
Yeah.
And they've got a nice little core now.
Yes.
Was it too much, especially if Coward pans out? No, it wasn't. So, again, most of the downside people that have said, I don't know, has been because of the value you gave up. We're questioning how valuable necessarily that pick's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. I mean, so I don't think it's like a, you gave
up. How can
much.
You be a loser?
I mean, you're talking about the 11th pick in the draft, dude. Like, your alternative was to what? Stay at 16? Now, if Carter Bradley goes on to be a 9-time All-Star and Cedric Coward stinks, yeah, you're a loser.
100%. That, and Coward could stink.
Yeah.
That could happen. We're
but
all
like,
high.
Like, I think those two things have to happen. Like, there has to be.
I mean, Jake stunk.
Yeah.
For what you, when you needed it, frankly. Yeah. I mean, at the end, maybe you say, okay, well, we should have done the deal with him, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Zaire stunk.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon was good.
Yep.
These are the move-ups.
Yeah, I mean, it hurt that, you know, the Zaire Williams pick wouldn't have hurt as bad if Trey Murphy wasn't awesome.
At 17.
Yeah, like if, you know, because there was a lot of players that got selected after Zaire Williams that did not pan out. Like, remember James Bouknight, you know? I mean,
The other thing, though, and Sane kind of brought it up, wasn't the other difference, and we didn't necessarily discuss this difference with Drew, they were trying to get a starting three. But it seems to be, okay, we move up. We're getting Coward. That's our man. Everybody that says that when it goes back and talks about the Zaire trade, and Sane just did it, they act like you were trying to actually get someone else and you ended up with Zaire. The initial is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the target is Coward. You understand?
Yep.
Sane was talking about Wagner. I mean, I think there were other names back then,
mm-hmm.
but I remember Wagner being one of them. That's another difference.
Yep.
Because, again, if Zaire wasn't the initial, the first, the priority, which pretty much everybody said he wasn't, then that makes it different than Coward too, who you said we're moving up to get him.
Yep.
You know, and you didn't end up, you know, having, you know, take what you had there, what was left.
Exactly.
Like apparently you did with Zaire. Either way, you were trying to get a starting three and you moved up to do it, and you missed on Zaire. Hopefully you haven't missed here. Everybody seems to be much higher on Coward.
Yes. And so that will, you know, we'll see, can he play summer league? Can he be ready for the season? Can he, you know, these are all things that will go into the ultimate. You know, I mean, I think it's an incomplete. You know, I mean, I know that's kind of a cop out, but like, I mean, I give him an A for approach. Like, that doesn't mean the player will be good. You know, but I give them props for, or as Jermaine Johnson would say, credos. I give them credos for going up and getting the guy that they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean nothing. Sometimes, you know, you pursue a woman. She's bad for you, bro. She's toxic.
I mean, I'm sure a version of that was said on Laravia, and a version of it was said
right
on
Kennedy and Rod, all those dudes. You know, mm-hmm. So yeah, just because you
move up to get your guy,
just because you're aggressive, doesn't
Zaire, you know, move
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Zaire, right? Yeah.
Even though the other story was we had to be sold on this was our guy,
mm-hmm.
but behind the scenes, everybody seemed to be saying they wanted Wagner or somebody else there.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, so
we hear that all the time on move ups.
Right.
Hopefully, this one is.
Nothing is guaranteed in that regard. But I like it. I prefer aggression to passive, you know, especially with where this team is. So it's just a matter of, you know, him producing. And we won't know that, obviously, until he plays. But I think what we can confidently say today, with him not having played a game yet, is that he is a mix of Mike, Bron, Kawhi, Rodman, you know, Ray Allen. You talk about the mechanics.
Pristine.
Yeah, like I think
it might be the best release we've ever seen.
I think we could confidently say that.
It's a pristine shooting mechanics.
I don't want to go further than that, right? But I think we can confidently say today that it's a mix of he's wearing number 23. You know, the Jordan comparisons are inevitable when you see a guy of this talent.
Aren't you, like, tripling in? What do you wear at Washington State?
I mean, he only played six games.
At least tell me that he's worn 23 for a while.
Yeah.
Right? We're not just doing this because.
He wore number 0?
Oh, boy. Thanks, Thorpe.
Now.
Oh, freaking Coach Thorpe's got this. Where he's all bought into it now. Well, I'll just take that. Y'all got any 23s?
Exactly.
I'll take it.
He's gassing somebody up. You know, look, Ronnie Hollis Jefferson has made an entire career out of going over to Jordan and being Kobe Bryant to them folks. They think he's Kobe.
Yeah, but he's trying to look like him and everything. That's why they buy in.
Well, that is, I mean, ain't Cedric said they're going to try to play like Mike?
We would have said here in a league, another league here, he kind of crazy. He's doing a Kobe impression. He thinks we don't. He thinks we can't tell.
It's literally a professional Kobe Bryant impersonator, bro.
Right. It's kind of lame if he was doing it over here.
It's kind of
over
lame.
There. It's big.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy, man.
It's a little lame. Maybe the wrong word. Weird.
It's strange.
Like, calm down. But surely he's stopped. Like
but you know what? There are things that people do that I think are strange. That you know,
be Rondé Hollis Jefferson, bro.
Right.
How old is he now? 30-something. Be yourself.
Man. That's right. It's time to be yourself.
I'd sit him down
at your big old age of 30.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, he's 30. But, you know, some people text Kobe, you know, they're like, man, I'm about to go play the All-Star game, man. I wish you, like, I think Tatum did that, right? Didn't Tatum famously text him?
After he was gone.
After he was gone for years, bro.
They be talking to Kobe, you know.
Somebody's grandma getting that text like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't Kobe. It hasn't been Kobe for a while. No, they probably didn't give that number out. I assume they would not have redistributed that phone number. They probably retired that one. Rest in peace, Kobe.
Absolutely. And Gigi.
And Gigi. Yeah. Real quick, last thing on the Grizzlies draft.
Yes.
You know, there was a great moment with Javon Small, who the Grizzlies drafted, and his grandfather was there. And he calls him Papa. And, man, that man was so proud of his grandson. He was like, that's my boy. That's my boy. He's like, you know, beside himself, you know. I mean, he is so proud. And GP put it really well. I mean, proud grandpas are the best. They really are. And he calls his grandpa Papa. I called mine Papa. It made me think about mine. You know, and he was the only grandparent I actually had. And yeah, like there's a video of it. It's great. You can see it, you know, and it just made me think about my grandfather. Again, the only grandparent I had, and he was not a particularly emotive man. But I, you know, about a year or two before he passed, we were at a get together, some kind of dinner. And, I'll never forget it. He just brought me in for a big, big ass hug and he didn't say anything. And he didn't even look at me. He just brought me in for a big ass. And I was like, I'll forever interpret that was his way of saying how proud he was of me for whatever the hell. I didn't get drafted by the Grizzlies, but you know, I guess he just what I was doing with my life and my career and trying to go get it. You know, he was proud of me. So I know. And Javon said, "I do it for my family. You know, I do it for them." And so that was a very special moment.
Well, yeah, and appreciate you sharing that, man, because I think it resonates with all of us, especially as it relates to you know our feelings about our grandfathers. I think in this grandfather, you can tell, and it's this way in most families. But you're building, right? What you're sacrificing is not just for the family that you have, but it's for the future of your family.
Yep.
And that's why you work so hard, right? And so you can make it a little bit better for the next generation.
Yep.
You can literally see it, hoping to give your grandson and the next generation better opportunity. You can see it in his face.
Absolutely.
The fact that his grandson's walking up there and getting this opportunity and everything that he had maybe hoped and envisioned could be possible,
exactly.
Right? That's a generational thing that you're hoping, hey, maybe this pans out for down my family, this work I'm putting in right now. So,
absolutely.
I think clearly, man, I mean, that's family to family.
Yep.
But clearly in this one, boy, you could see it right there on the face. This was how I was just last week when Chris won the free throw contest in front of Penny.
See?
That's my boy.
That's my boy, man.
Now, I did. It wasn't as. Maybe if you'd gotten me on video, it would have gone as viral as
right.
This. I was as giddy when Chris won the free throw shooting contest in front of Penny.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
not drafted. That's where I'm at.
In many ways, it's a draftable moment. You know, when and if CJ gets drafted, you will point back.
He's not going to get drafted.
Well, he could.
Well, I don't even want to, you know, get my hopes up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's
you have to, there's so much.
It's not time to rule it out. It's not time to rule it out. We can do that
I think
in 7 years.
You're better if your father tells your son it's too hard, right? As
yeah.
opposed to whatever.
I don't know.
I mean, tell him with
some
God,
there's
all
some delusion, you know. I don't. It depends. I've seen
the. Do you
I've
do the reverse
happen.
Psychology? You can't make it.
Yeah.
Hoping that they'll try to fight you because they're
isn't that
know,
what T
they're
told
little
Ja?
Contrarians anyway.
T told Ja he sucked every
he
day
said,
of his
Ja
life.
Ja said that T was his biggest in his first, I think, hater.
Kyle
is the
Anderson's
way he is
dad left him in Times Square.
And the T thing clearly worked.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in terms of firing and getting your son motivated.
Remember we had Kyle Anderson's dad? He told us he left that man in Times Square to go walk on his own.
It's freaking New York. The kid is like 5 years old. What are you doing? You're leaving him two blocks behind. He's not going to find you. You're lucky the kid caught up.
That's
crazy. We couldn't believe when he was saying it. Yeah. We're looking at each other like, what kind of dad is this?
This might be child abuse.
Like that's how I taught him independence. I just dropped him off in Times Square.
Didn't care if he was trafficked. Catch up. Catch up and get trafficked, son.
Yeah. It's like a little weird, a little strong. But no, man.
There is a fine line between motivating
big
and
difference,
child abuse.
Yeah, and big difference between me at the free throw, all giddy, and this grandfather right here. What a moment last night for Javon Small and his family.
No question. I miss my grandpa every day.
Oh, yeah. We're all there with you, brother.
I damn near get emotional when I think about it, you know?
Of course.
Because he was the only one I actually ever had. I didn't have any grandparents on my dad's side. My grandmother passed when I was very young on my mom's side. So the only grandparent I ever got to know was my papa, man. I miss him every freaking day. So if you got your grandparents still with you, I know most of our listeners probably would not. But cherish it, man. Because you don't have them for long. That's the cruelty of the world, you know? We just don't get them for long. And I'm blessed that, man, my kids just have amazing grandmothers and grandfathers. That's wealth.
100%.
To have the grandparents is like wealth for real. No matter, I don't care how much money you make in life. I don't care if you're a billionaire. If you got grandparents that love you and care about you and want to see you succeed and are there for you, you're one of the richest people on this planet.
Well said.
All right, Dane Danger, sadly, will not be back with the Memphis Tigers next season. Officially got the waiver denied by the NCAA yesterday. I believe that news was broken by Jason Munns. And look, we've been preparing for life without Dane for months now.
Yep.
I mean, Brad said the prayer. He led us in grace, but we didn't believe it was going to actually work, you know?
Played with it too much at the end.
He did.
He kept it was a serious good start. We both
great start
about that.
Great and dismount, but
he wanted to play, get his little shots in.
And unfortunately, God did strike it down immediately.
Yep.
As I believe, same day, by close of business, Dane Danger's waiver was denied. Which closes a chapter. Dane was awesome for the Tigers last year.
Stood.
I mean, many games, especially there late in the season, he was their best player.
I appreciated the accountability. Remember the lack of defense in that one game, Penny benching him, not playing him the rest of the way the man went to the film, said this is on me, and the way he responded. It was an All-American response. He was Mr. Double-Double the rest of the way.
Yep.
That benching and not playing that second half and the way he sort of manned up after it is really the story of his season to me.
100%.
That accountability.
100%.
You were able to pull out of that guy in just 1 year of having him.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I mean, and it's
said a lot about Penny's coaching.
Because I was going to say, it was not a guarantee that this dude was going to come here and be what he was.
Bro,
he was a bench guy.
Yeah. And, at one point, the guy, too, would get in his moods, you know, and everything else. And you feel a certain kind of way after coming over from Illinois. It ain't going your way.
That's right.
We've seen a lot of those go the wrong way. And Penny was still able to pull it out of him while sticking to his, look, dude, I can't play you.
Yep.
If you're not going to play defense, I don't care what you're not getting offensively. I can't have you out there. He's stuck to it. I mean, this guy you need something from.
That's right.
And look at the way he responded down the stretch. It was almost right there in that moment.
Yeah, and he went from a guy who basically averaged zero assists a game to two assists a game.
Big time.
You know, I mean, there were just skills that got refined here for Dane. If they had been able to bring him back next year, we talked about it at Torvik. I think it was like a 20-ish spot jump if he's on this team versus not. So it does make that journey a little harder. But I think if you're Memphis, you've been preparing for this reality. Hopefully you've been preparing for this reality. Because we have seen that it's been very, hit or miss in terms of, who's getting the waivers and who's not. And then if you don't get the waivers, you're not winning those court cases. We thought, all right, Pavia won it. We thought this is going to be a cascade of everybody's just coming back to the, 25-26 season and playing on the TRO. Well, it ain't happening. You talked about it. Was it 16-19 they've won, and they expect to get the other three? The NCAA, that is. So I think they're making the calculated decision that we're not going to win in court.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move on with our life. We're going to get the JOB. And, it sucks.
On his way to doing that.
It's a $2 million swing. I mean, that sucks. Like,
well, you had to do it, right? This is a unique time in college athletics, and all these guys are trying to cash in that one last time, and pretty much, you know, what the NCAA is saying, nope, it's done. It's done for y'all.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, gotta move on. We don't blame them for trying.
No, you gotta try.
We understand it's sort of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, especially for some of them that aren't going to be able to have a long professional career and make a ton of money here. There's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get that one-time, two-time payday in college, and that's gone now for many of these guys. It looks like it's going to remain the case.
That's right. Yeah, unfortunate there. Dane, just sometimes the timing just is off by a year. You know, I mean, I think he probably should have been given another year. You know, he only played the three games. But, you know, I think when you start getting into, you know, hey, circumstances, why I didn't play because I wasn't good enough or I wasn't in shape enough, or like ultimately it's a uniform eligibility clock, right? Whether you're good enough to play, whether you're hurt, whether you're, you know, if you redshirt, that's one thing. But, you know, whether you had an ankle injury or you're out overweight, or like, you can't start getting into circumstances because everybody's going to bring you a sob story, bro. Everybody's going to have something. Well, my coach didn't like me. Well, this, right. That. Then guess what? Everybody's playing 5 years again. So it's like, we might as well just change it. You know, so I think that's kind of where the NCAA said, hey, if we give it to you, we're going to get to everybody. And I think that's just what, you know, unfortunately it didn't go his way. Now, Ali Khalifa got one today from Louisville. Again, I don't know what his circumstances were. I don't know, you know, what the difference is. But Memphis also has not gotten a waiver through in 3 years, three straight years. I think Munz tweeted that. So we know they just don't have good luck. Maybe they don't have good cases as opposed to it just being bad luck, but that is still a fact. Yeah. So now Dane's going to be in summer league with the Miami Heat. We have the summer league schedule, by the way, which is less relevant, but I don't know what his chances are to get a two-way or whatever. I don't know what their situation is, but it does feel like he could be a guy that has a great 2 weeks out there and stick somewhere
offensively.
Yeah. I mean, go be a big man, go be a great passing big man. Use your size, use your mass. He did that at Memphis. So, for Memphis' side, you talked about it. It's Aaron Bradshaw. Go be a great player. Go be the top five player that you were coming out of high school. Penny, you did it with Dane. You reached in there. You found, you know, some new traits. Obviously, we're going to have to do that again with Aaron Bradshaw.
I mean, technically, at one time, there's supposed to be more inside Bradshaw just as a prospect, right? I mean, we're talking about a guy that was McDonald's All-American. That was never Dane Danger.
Yeah.
Just in terms of the potential that at one time people thought was there.
Exactly.
So, I mean, there might be more to get, even. Again, you're bringing him down to the AAC.
Mm-hmm.
This is a raw opinion. Just one, how serious is he about basketball would be my question.
Yeah, I think it's a very fair question.
Not just his previous stops, but just the attitude and everything else.
Yeah.
And this is not to say that, oh, he was some big kid around. All those players were mostly, you know, kids. There was a fun atmosphere around the kids last week, but you just, I've heard that about his previous stops. What is it, Kentucky and Ohio State? Just how much does he love it? The decision, you know, how motivated is he? It's something we've heard now about James Wiseman,
yep.
You know, after the fact.
Absolutely.
And you just wonder it about when someone is this talented at one point and pegged for greatness.
It's true, man.
And people that have seen greatness before saying, okay, I'm seeing it with this kid,
yep.
And all of a sudden it's gone.
Yep.
I start to question upstairs.
No, I think you
What's
have
the
to,
motivation
bro.
Level?
You absolutely
How much does
have
he
to.
Love it? Maybe he doesn't love it. You know, that something we talked about, too, with and again, not to say these are similar situations. I think Austin eventually found his peace, but Austin, you always wondered how much he loved it.
It was a
now Austin ended up being a hell of a prospect.
Yeah,
and you saw it at the college level.
Yeah,
but how much did he love it or want to be an NBA player like some of these guys?
He didn't.
He didn't see himself. He wasn't defined by that.
That's right.
And many of the way these guys are driven and defined, they sort
that's
of
right.
see themselves as that. You know, from the moment they're shooting a basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that's an. I think you're hitting on something here, because I mean Austin. And I think I could sort of speak freely about that. This doesn't make you a bad person, but
not at all.
Austin wanted to be a regular person. You know, he like Austin loved basketball when it was fun. He loved being the big man on campus at Briarcrest, like, oh, I can go in here and I could average 30 in my sleep. And, you know, and it just comes naturally to me, you know.
And it's part of the school experience,
100%.
Right? And the kids,
all my friends.
All that. Friends are around
playing
you,
with
all
my
that.
Friends.
We're
grew
going
up with these
out
guys.
After the game.
Yes.
Like, that's the fun stuff.
And then
the game.
And then it goes from that
first of all, you have a lot of pressure to stay home, just an unbelievable amount of pressure to stay home. He initially didn't want to do it, and he wound up doing it.
Right.
And then he gets to Memphis, and it's a job. It's not fun anymore. It's like, I got to practice twice a day. I got to go to school now. I got to make sure I'm doing all these different things. None of my friends are with me on this team anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't love it that much to begin with. Like, more, you know, people around me probably wanted it more for me than I did. I wanted to go to the lake, and I wanted to be just a 21-year-old and live my life with my, you know.
Man, kind of like Michael Jackson wanted to be a kid.
That's right.
Dad had him on a
That's
road
right.
in the Jackson 5.
That's
kind
exactly
of disgusted.
Right.
Didn't necessarily have the childhood.
That's
so,
exactly right.
I mean, we could all understand and relate to that.
And, you know, he's obviously, you know, and that people always hate that because when you're that gifted and you're that tall, it's like you have to do this. You can't not
I think
do this.
That's the key, right? Once you bust out and maybe it was Super 80 or whatever.
Yep.
Then everybody else's expectations.
That's right.
Austin, you're great at this. You could make the league. You got to put in the work.
That's
you
right.
got to get in the gym 6 a.m.
Yep.
Maybe you're not built like that in terms of, man, you were just pulling this out. This was fun.
No
now
doubt.
You're making it, as you said, a job like it was at Memphis.
Yep.
Like it was, I'm sure, right after he gets.
That's right.
You blow up. The offers are coming in. And now everybody's telling you, bro, you better get in there and work. Don't waste this.
That's exactly
this
right.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yep.
And put a pressure on you never wanted to feel, probably.
Yeah, because, dude, I remember me, and I know we didn't intend to go here, and Aaron's situation may be completely
might
different.
Might be, but I'm
but
just
it might
saying,
not be.
Sometimes.
It might not be.
It's a motivation thing.
I remember meeting Austin when he had nothing. Like, he didn't have anything. He didn't have any offers. He didn't have, like, you know, relatively speaking,
that
right?
Super 80, he blew up. That Cal,
there was
that
one
tournament?
There was one
that was
summer
Cowboys
and
Super
one,
80. Yeah,
and he just, he went from being, like, this goofy kid that was just, like, hooping with his friends
yes.
to, like, oh, this could be
like,
a thing.
Dude, Slick got both hands.
Yeah.
He's skilled.
Yes.
This could work. This could be huge.
Yeah, he was always tall, but he was always skinny. He was all, you know,
but always skilled too.
Yeah. But it just took on his relationship with basketball just took on a very different intensity very quickly.
No question.
And I just, you know, some people just don't they don't love it in that way. That doesn't make you a bad person at all. It just means I have other interests. Now, it's a little different in today's because Austin worked a job that he didn't get paid to do. You know, Aaron Bradshaw is getting paid a lot of money to do the job that he's going to do. Mm. And so I think
big difference.
Yeah, like maybe if Austin had gotten $750,000 a year, he would have.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a little different. But yeah, I do think that would be what I'm trying to figure out with Aaron. It's like, bro, do you want this? Like, because you have the God-given ability with the height and with, you know, the length, do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
And I assume Penny is, you know, because James, dude, I know James in the league, I know, you know, but man, that dude's first interest was not basketball. He remember he was like, he had made music.
Cartoons.
You know, yeah, like, it's just, he had other interests, worldly interests. He spoke Mandarin. Like, again, I'm not even saying this in it, like, it's okay to
No,
like,
there's something about it I Slick admire because, 100%. Again, you're not going with what the world says you have
Absolutely
to be.
Absolutely right.
You're 6'6", you're 7 foot.
Right.
You got to work hard because you got a chance to
you
go to the
You have to be
league.
A basketball player.
You don't see yourself defined or conforming necessarily
That's
to
right.
others' expectations of you. There's something
right.
to be admired
because
about
it is a demanding thing.
You shouldn't be defined by it, especially if you don't want that.
That's exactly right.
If that's not what's in your heart. So
go be true to self. Now you get paid, so you can. Maybe,
I know we'll say it. Some of us will say it's stupid.
Yeah.
You had this opportunity that
right.
you could have done.
Yes,
but again, that is the world.
That's right.
There might not be a piece in that for that person.
Well, like, you know, people are talking about this is a little different, but I think it's related. Like R.J. Lewis, right, the kid from St. John's,
mm-hmm.
who eschewed going back to St. John's and decided to go pro, turning down millions of dollars in that process. He didn't want to go back to college. Now, we will say that was a stupid decision because you cost yourself millions of dollars, right? Like, you should have just gone. But he was not at peace. He didn't get drafted last night, right? But he was not at peace with going back to St. John's. He didn't want to do it.
Bro, it doesn't look like it's fun under Patino, I'll just say.
Right.
And he got benched, remember, at
yes.
the end of the season.
Yes.
Now, maybe some of that was on him
yes.
just because of the whole effort thing and he
That's
quit.
Right.
Maybe you shut down. But my point,
That's right.
that didn't look fun.
No, and so he's like, listen.
And we'll say it's
I'm
stupid
not,
because you got money. You had money.
My inner peace is worth more to me than a check. And
at some point, you figure that out in life.
Yeah. Like, and he'd said, you know, that check was big. That check was big at St. John's, bro. But he said, you know, I want to be a professor. I want to bet on myself. And even if it's not the most traditional orthodox route in the world, I got to get away from here.
Is he already? Did he get a?
I'm sure he got
undrafted free agent deal.
Yeah, Utah. I'm sure he's got. Okay,
he's going to the Jazz.
Okay. All right. I saw where our boy Musa too got an exhibit.
Yeah, Musa, man, Musa's in Dallas. Cam Jones is in Indy. Dane's in Miami. A lot of Memphis guys getting some shots, man. But yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the lesson is, you know, what's your inner peace worth to you? Mm-hmm. If you can fake it till you make it, yeah, go get your $2 million or $3 million, whatever it was for RJ Lewis at St. John's. But if you can't, don't. You know, and the because in the end, bro, you're the one that
exactly. You got to wake up in the morning.
That's exactly right. It ain't us saying how dumb he was to not take that money. It's you're the one that has to live with yourself, and if you can live with yourself knowing that you know you turned down the $3 million to pursue your professional career, more power to you. Yeah. Like you said, I admire it. So hopefully with Aaron, there's still some fire burning in there. I don't know. I've never met him.
He's still 7 foot. That man long as it gets.
So the ability is certainly there. It's just I think about, you know, go get it.
Ain't nobody in the AAC to stop him.
Come on, man.
Joke. One more. What's going on in Toronto? This seems strange, to say the least, in terms of the timing. Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment has parted ways with Toronto Raptors President and Vice Chairman Masai Ujiri. The team announced today. Ujiri led the Raptors, obviously, the 2019 NBA Championship, reading from the Athletics piece on it, and pulled off one of the boldest trades in modern NBA history for Kawhi Leonard, had 1 year remaining on his contract, got the title. In a statement, the team said it had agreed to extensions with multiple members of the front office, including Bobby Webster, its longtime general manager. MLSE also said it will look for an executive to lead the Raptors in a search led by CAA Executive Search. The interesting thing here is the timing. Free agency and all this is about to start. I think it all picks up on Monday. And so to do this now, right after the draft, just seems a little odd, and you wonder what the story will be, especially with the resume of Masai, who even, you know, removed now a few years from that 2019 NBA championship, still thought of as one of the, you know, best front office guys, in this case president, in the business. I mean, I hadn't heard that the, you know, in terms of what people say about Masai Ujiri had changed. No, Toronto hadn't been hitting on much lately, but we still sort of considered him, once you get one, architect of a championship squad.
Yep.
Again, he made a pretty bold move going after Kawhi, and it paid off. And so, interesting again in the timing. They do have a general manager, as we've said, Bobby Webster, that's been doing that job for a while, so they won't have to go all new here. But curious to see what becomes of Ujiri. Does he take a break? Does he come back into it? Bob Myers, you know, got out and right now is out. You just wonder, Ujiri going to go into TV for a minute? Is he going to come back? Will a team decide, you know what, we want you in our organization. We want you to do what you did in Toronto, bring a championship here. I'll be curious to see. But what's interesting here is right after draft, they decide this, right as free agency, everything's about to kick off. So very odd timing in Toronto for this parting of ways. Looks like a moving on from a firing of Ujiri.
Yeah, so I was just looking at it. So there's new ownership, and so in 2024, so, you know, maybe that's part of it.
And one more year on this contract, too, was a big part of it. So I think they said maybe part of it is parting ways. You know what?
New.
Yeah, we've both been together a while.
Yeah.
We're both moving on.
Yeah.
So since there was just the 1 year on the contract.
Exactly.
Probably should look at it that way.
No, I mean,
a mutual parting of ways, perhaps.
He'll have a long list of franchises, you know, that want to employ him.
Why wouldn't Charlotte just give him everything?
I'm sure, I mean, the
leadership now with Mike haven't sold it, but maybe they already have their guy. But you know, an organization like that.
Yeah, no, I think if you're a loser,
to say you give him everything. Was it DC that was trying to woo him a while back? DC Washington that was trying to woo him years ago.
There was somebody
to offer something to get him over the whole moon and everything else. Maybe it was them. Maybe not. At some point, you figure that's going to happen again.
Yeah.
One of these moribund franchises will say he's our savior.
Yeah.
It won't be Utah because they got an ange.
Yeah, it was the Wizards.
I thought so.
They were preparing a lucrative offer, including equity in the franchise.
Yeah. It was real, not long after he won it.
Yeah. So, you know, everything kind of runs its course eventually. He's been there for, like you said, 12 years. And I don't know if you saw the Colin Murray Boyle's reaction when he got drafted at number 9. You know,
I did not.
That might have been the last straw for the ownership group because he muttered under his breath the F word, you know.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, and I'm like, maybe the franchise was like embarrassed that they took this guy that high, or you know, he didn't. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know the details. I'm sure there was a lot of things, and that might have been the
last straw publicly because the camera caught it. You know what I mean? Like, it was a hell of a catch there. But yeah, he'll whether he wants to take a break or whatever, like, he'll have a job, man. He'll be running a franchise again if he so chooses. I you know, it's tough. I mean, you win a championship, you go all in on Kawhi, and you know, you have to rebuild after that in a way. So it's been difficult. But I'd trade a lot for a championship. I'd trade 6 years in the wilderness, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in the wilderness for that one title, man.
I would too.
You always will have it,
especially for this city.
You always will have it. So anyway, yeah, Masai Ujiri out in Toronto. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Parthu Padjai is going to join us. We'll talk to him about Dane Danger, this team, the mystery player that Penny's going to add. Where is Hitman Hoops? Does anybody know? Maybe Parth has a clue. We'll stick around. Jason and John, Turner FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Boom City Fireworks. They got two locations, 3rd Street South, get well at State Line Road, Mid-South's largest fireworks selection. They're open daily, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And again, they've got the largest selection of fireworks in stock at the Mid-South, in the Mid-South, at Boom City Fireworks. They got it all. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, poppers, artillery shells, and more. Get out of the heat. Get into the air conditioning. Buy those fireworks. 3rd Street South, get well at State Line Road. Both open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's Boom City Fireworks. That is Boom City Fireworks. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Parthu Padjai is going to join us at 1:25. By the way, is it too early to be looking at 2026, Jason, especially because the Grizzos might have a top 10 pick? I say it is not. I was actually looking at, like,
odds for the Wizards and Suns. Both are picked last in their divisions by a long shot. Mm-hmm. That's great. Both are, I believe the Wizards are last in the East in terms of odds to win it, and the Suns are like third from last to win the West.
Okay.
Which is a good place to be. And you're talking about two of the top, if we're using the market, because there's like the over-unders aren't out yet, right? But if we're using the prices of to win the conference, the Grizzlies own a pick from one of the four worst teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't mean
I feel great about it.
That doesn't mean you'll pick fourth.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you won't. You might pick third. You might pick second.
I don't like Phoenix seem to get better in the draft.
Yes.
And getting Mark Williams to go with Malawach.
Yep.
Malawach.
I think it's Malawach.
Malawach.
Yeah. I think. That one always gets me too.
They are not some competitive outfit now in what's still a tough West.
Right. Right. No, I think that's true.
Booker about to get paid, by the way. You see that? He's going to be 70-something million.
So that's why
he's the next one up.
That's why he's chilling in Phoenix.
Chilling like a villain. And then, we'll see what it looks like with Jalen Green next to him. Still, I feel good about where we are compared to them.
So right now, up at ESPN.com, the early 2026 mock draft has them picking sixth with Phoenix's pick.
Yeah, y'all going to be picking pretty soon, the new faces of the franchise.
Right.
Between Coward and this guy.
That's right.
This is who are going to be the stars post Jaren Jai. You understand that?
Yep. And the...
It's kind of like having Cooper, with AD and Kyrie, the future.
Our man Norton Hurd IV will be very happy about this because Jonathan Givony has the Grizzlies selecting Jaden Quaintance, who's at Kentucky this year. 7'5 wingspan, 6'10. Now, obviously, he's coming off an ACL injury, but he transferred from Arizona to Kentucky, got a bag to go to Kentucky. So,
does Coward not have a 7'5 wingspan? Even as a 6'5 man?
I think it's 7'2.
Okay.
7'2. Okay. Not quite
exaggerating
7'5.
A little bit, but still.
I would not love it.
We say he's Hurd's man. Did he play very long? We should ask Hurd. I think it was like a couple of. And he couldn't. It was hard to keep him, if I remember correctly.
I'm going to be honest.
The commitment level, I remember the dad was a part of the, that those things don't get tamped down in the NBA.
Yeah.
Look at LeVar Ball once they were in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't hear from him after Magic got to him. And so, but still.
It's unfortunate because,
I don't know about no Quain.
The top four is, all four of the top four could be, like, all-stars.
We know about AJ. Who's the rest?
Darren Peterson. It actually has Darren Peterson going number one to the Wizards, right? So not AJ DeBanza. So in this scenario, you could land AJ DeBanza. But it has the Jazz taking AJ 2. The Nets taking Carlos Boozer's kid, Cam Boozer, at 3. And then Nate Ament at 4 to the Hornets. You got to find a way to get that top four because there is a big drop-off after that, in my view. You're talking about guys like Dame Saar, Caleb Wilson, freshmen. It's not a great draft. And like, as it stands today, it doesn't feel like it's an amazing draft. It feels like an average draft that has like four great potential players at the top. Now, anything can happen after that. Like, if you go a little deeper, you got your guy. I'm top five in all of them. Phylon, he's in the draft. Your man Yoxel Lindeborg is in the draft. He's got him going 14.
My man, Dane, tow him up.
Pettiford.
He intrigues me.
Yeah. So there are some players in the.
How tall is Pettiford though?
He's a smaller guy.
And those guys are not panning out.
Yeah, he is 6'1".
See, that's the issue. But he is electric.
No, he is.
He might just end up being a great college player.
That's probably what he is. But he'll go. I mean, somebody will try to, capture that lightning in a bottle.
Oh, yeah. He's got that quick twitch.
I think the Grizzlies really need to try to get into that top four. That's what I would do. I would. Now he's got the Grizzlies picking ninth as well. Like, he's got them, not making the playoffs.
Oh, that's our pick.
Yes.
So we got two top tens.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So then you package 9 and 4 and move up, right?
Yeah.
Go do that. That's what I would do. And I would try to get one of Cam Boozer, Nate Ament, AJ DeBanza, or Darren Peterson. Now, Darren Peterson plays point/2 guard, but he's 6'6". I like that.
You know, you could he could work next to Ja.
All this youth movement, man. We ever going?
Oh, it's rebuild mode, brother. I mean,
that's what y'all drafting. I mean, if it's
9-4,
we feel like we're starting over.
If the Grizzlies pick 9, it is over.
I mean, Ja has asked for a trade at that point.
No
has
doubt.
He not?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's over. If the Grizzlies are picking 9th next year, because that would mean that this was a disastrous year. I mean, who picked 9th this year? It was
Toronto. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Toronto, bro. I mean, think about that. Toronto was a mess last year. I don't even think they're either rolling out Jakob Poeltl and, you know, loving
I'm going to ask you two a question. I want both of you all the way in. If they finish 9th, if they have the 9th pick in the draft, should Zach Kleiman be using the pick?
No. Obviously not. He would have to go.
There's one answer. George, would you like to be on the record, or you want to just?
I'll be on the record. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Agreed.
How many times can you let the athletic director who keeps hiring bad coaches make the next hire? I mean, that's
y'all saying it for me.
You know, that's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.